98.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah.
And welcome back to the B-Side. Thank you everyone for joining us tonight. How you doing, Leah?
I'm doing pretty good. It's a little toasty in here. I'm
kind
of sweating a little bit.
It is very, very warm in here.
Which is odd, because it's always freezing in that room next door.
So. Yeah. We should get some of that in here. But it's always hot in here.
It's not comfortable, and it's too rainy to open windows. And
yeah. Oh, was it rainy again?
Yeah, it was sprinkling when I came in.
I was here for like last half an hour or so. Darn.
Yeah, it's not great. Are we doing karaoke tonight?
Maybe. I got some work to do. We'll see. But should we jump into our first song of the week?
Yes, we should. So I had told you about this, that this was the first week that I tried my Spotify Discover Weekly. I don't know why, I just never realized it was a function that might be like useful to me. But I came across this song, which is a little different for my taste, I guess. But it's, like I mentioned, it's kind of like the Christmas wrapping song where there's like a story, and I really like that about it. So it's called "You Told the Drunks I Knew Karate" by Zoe Van Gogh. It's a fun
band names? This is a band?
It's at least a duo. There's two voices, a male and female. Personally, I like the female's voice a lot and not so much the male's, but
all right.
It's a good song.
Let's check it out.
I am drunken on a ladder. Not the smartest way to start my night. You said I'd conquer my vertigo. That was a lie, that was a lie, that was a lie. And when we got up to the roof, you opened a little flask of gin. Like idiots, we both fell asleep there until the sun came up again. I do the dumbest things for you. Why do I do the dumbest things for you? I almost broke my collarbone. I didn't care, you were the most exciting thing I'd ever known. We both went out to the party, down a long gray western road. You told the drunks I knew karate. That was a lie, that was a lie, that was a lie. They chased us through the city center. They chased us out to the east end. We had to hide behind the supermarket until the sun came up again. I do the dumbest things for you. The last bus home, so we walked it, fueled by adrenaline. And when I said that I could do it all again, that was a lie, that was a lie, that was a lie. Your plans to make it big and conquer would put Napoleon to shame. I'm in a coma on the sofa until the sun goes down again. Safer on my own. I didn't care, you were the most exciting thing I'd ever known.
So that was "You Told the Drunks I Knew Karate" by Zoe Van Gogh. It's kind of a fun one.
That was fun. I enjoyed that a lot. I realized I didn't capitalize any of the words in the title there. It looks sort of silly.
You capitalized karate.
Karate's got to be a proper noun, right?
I don't know that it is.
Are sports typically proper nouns?
No.
No?
Like soccer, you don't capitalize?
No? What about football?
Mm-mm.
No.
Nope. What do we know about sports?
Not much. Cool. So this next song, it's by this band called Sonic Sea Turtles.
That's a cool name.
They're like, they're from Minneapolis, Minnesota. They're a bunch of high school kids, actually.
Oh, really?
They go to a performing arts high school.
Fancy.
This is a band they have at the performing arts high school, which I didn't realize when I started listening to them. I thought they were like, they sound like a lot older than that. Like a lot, not older, but like right. a lot more mature
Experienced,
than that. So I
yeah.
think it's cool. This is a new song they have out. They put out a few weeks ago called First Snowfall. They're sort of like an emo band, but they have a cellist. And I'm sorry, not cello. Yeah, what's the big one?
The big one's the bass.
Yeah.
Like the biggest one is the bass.
Not the biggest
one. The next size is a cello.
Yeah, I think it's a cello. Maybe it's a bass. But yeah, so I think that's cool.
What do we know about instruments?
Not much. Not instruments and sports. So yeah, this is their new song called First Snowfall. They have an EP called Sound Pollution, Captain Spacey and His Search for a New Home, which is fantastic. Hmm. I believe I played maybe one of the songs from there last semester, although not many of them are clean. But and their song Dancing, I have definitely played it on the show before, maybe last semester sometime, or maybe this semester before that. It's great. But anyways, this is our new song. And they sort of got like a, well, their name is Sonic Sea Turtles, but they kind of, every album art has like these little clay turtles on it, which I really like.
Yeah, cool.
Anyways, here is First Snowfall by the Sonic Sea Turtles. Once again, that was First Snowfall by the Sonic Sea Turtles. Go check out their EP called Cabin Spacey and to search for a new home.
Very cool.
That's great. It was probably my favorite EP that came out last year. I don't listen to a ton of EPs, but I'm going to put it on. Say that. I'm thinking of a few other ones, and I'm like, oh, they're good, but that was probably my favorite.
So. Very cool.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play yet another one that Spotify gave me.
What? Discover the Weekly. Algorithms are invading the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Except for some of them were a little questionable. I got a lot of parody songs. I told you about this. Like Matt Farley music. Which is interesting because I don't listen to that kind of music at all. I mean, I find it funny, but I wouldn't just like listen to it on Spotify while I'm walking to class. It's a little strange. It was odd. But the ones that I did like, I liked a lot, which I thought was good. It's just the ones I didn't like, I really didn't like. But it's called Good Rhymes for Bad Times by Bears and Trees.
Once again, sounds like an Alex Andrews song.
It is a bit of an Alex Andrews song, I gotta say. I apparently have the same music taste that Alex Andrews does.
Alex Andrews, if you're listening, he's definitely not listening. Although he did ask me when my show was this semester. He's like, oh, yo, when's your show at? I'm thinking he was gonna show up or something. But shout out to Alex Andrews. He'll be here. He'll
make an appearance.
He'll make an appearance. For all
he always does
the show.
Bless you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. All right, let's jump into it. Oh, wait a second. I gotta find the song on Spotify. I'm not used to not having
stalling
a playlist.
It's got some cool album art. The band is from South London, and you can kind of hear from their accents that they're from London. They have pretty strong accents.
Bears and Trees. Cool. Let's hit it.
Some royal filler and some super glue, and there are broken things all over my room. Old and borrowed, stolen and used instruments that can't hold a tune. I recline on my mattress and become one too. I've never had satisfaction in the chemical reactions that happen in my head. There's faults in these cracks, they send bolts and relax and realize the wrong message was sent. It's disillusion
and confusion,
this illusion of me.
Through solemn seclusion and my neurons' delusion,
I've come to this conclusion.
Or a basic impulse for self-preservation. So I'll sit here teetering and waiting for a big gust of wind or a stabilization. I'm treading water and juggling knives. I'm doing both at the same time.
Put down my blades and swim to the shoreline.
Well, oh God, I've tried.
But I've never had satisfaction in the chemical reactions that happen in my head.
There's faults in these cracks, they send bolts and relax and realize the wrong message was sent.
It's disillusion
and confusion,
this illusion of me. Through solemn seclusion
and my neurons' delusion,
I've come to this conclusion. From my plastic cage, from the wedding band at the back of the stage. In slow motion, you caught the bouquet, and in slow motion, I smiled and walked away.
Isn't this the same story? We've heard it before, the same melody and the same score. Well, these hairs won't stand up in my poor. These shouts of calamity are becoming a bore.
I've never had satisfaction in the chemical reaction.
That was Good Rhymes for Bad Times by Bears and Trees. How'd you feel about it?
I like that a lot. Some good rhymes. It was good. I saved it.
It was fun. Wow, look at me killing it.
Saved the last one, too.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So what are you following up with?
We're going to play a song. I think I played it last, mister, but you know what? This is our show. We can play whatever we want.
Right. Play whatever you want, whenever you feel like it. Play the same song over and over again in one show.
Yes. You can play, people like to say, oh, you can play dinner. You're actually really not supposed to do that. At Will, who's always like, you can play dinner, or over the written, like, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
They always say that during, you know, we're free form. You can do many things, but.
Dinner is not one of them.
Yeah. Who wants to listen to dinner?
It's true. It also, it makes people think there's an issue.
Yeah, we have enough issues.
I know.
We don't need people to think that we have issues when we don't have issues.
Right.
This is a song by Claro, who is from
Massachusetts,
right?
Yeah. She has a song called Alewife.
Yes, which is not the song we'll be playing today. That's the first song on this album. It's her album from last year, Immunity. Great album. Go listen to it. It's good.
That is one of the last stops on the red line.
That's a good song. This song is probably her biggest song. If you know Claire, you probably know the song. It's called Bags. It was sort of a big song off that album. I think it's great. It's super catchy. It's super fun. And it's just, like, real good. So,
cool.
Here is Bags by Claire.
Just
Once again, that was Bags by Clara from her album Immunity. Go check it out. It was on my top 10 list of last year.
Ooh. Did she like just come out last year?
She's been around for a few years. That was her debut album, but she got pretty big last year, I guess.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Like, I didn't really she's touring with Tame Impala right now, which is
very cool.
Huge for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's next? You got another song? You got another
yes.
song for me?
Ooh. Next up, I want to do the song Put the Gun Down by ZZ Ward. The song is interesting. I want to know if you think it sounds like another song. Not like music-wise, but lyrics-wise. Because I'm like, wow, that's the same exact story. And you'll probably recognize it.
Oh, is it just another song?
Yes. Actually, I don't know how familiar you are with the other song, so I mean, I'll tell you guys that once the once the song ends. But I want to see if you can guess it. I think it's pretty obvious.
All right, here we go.
Oh,
I know
this one. Your mic is still on. That was Put the Gun Down by ZZ Ward. And if you couldn't get it, I think it sounds, or at least lyrically, sounds a lot like Jolene by Dolly Parton. Just about, you know, worrying another woman's going to take your man and calling them out by name, except in this case it's Adeline.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
She says it a lot.
Whoops. What do we got next? Let's see.
It's your turn.
I know. We're gonna play a song by Wallows, a band that I very much enjoy, called 1980s Horror Film 2.
Ooh, I don't know if I know this one.
1980s Horror Film is a song by them that is, this is basically just like a redone version of that song.
Oh, really?
With very different
instruments. Oh, I was going to say, are they significantly different or small changes.
Yeah, the instrumentals are different. It's the same song, but it's like a re-recorded, but in a different style kind of thing, which I enjoy. Cool. I think it's better than the original.
Interesting.
This is just a single they put out like 2 years ago. It's not really from any album or anything, but this cool. is 1980s horror film 2.
Nice. Once again, that was 1980s horror film 2 by Wallows. I like that.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's a fun song. I like that song. What you got for me next?
I want to do a Regina Spektor song that I think you know. It was stuck in my head over break, and I was singing it, and then I think I ended up playing it for you in case you didn't know.
Oh, yeah, I think you did.
It's called Ne Me Quitte Pas.
Yes, I do remember that.
Which is French. The songs not in French. The name of the song is in French, and yeah, so are the.
So I can get the spelling.
Most of the chorus is N E M E.
You know what album it's on?
It's on from like what we saw from the cheap seats, I think it's called. It's like white. I think it's got a picture of her on it.
Yeah?
I thought so.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you're putting the English in there, too.
Well, that's how it is on Spotify.
Gotcha.
That's why I was...
I didn't realize.
That's why I didn't...
Well, for the audience, it's Don't Leave Me, parentheses, Ne me quitte pas.
All right, here it is.
Slopes and frozen noses, frozen toes. The frozen city starts to glow, and yes, they know that.
That was Don't Leave Me, Ne me quitte pas by Regina Spektor.
There we go.
There we go.
What should I play next?
I don't know. What are you feeling?
Last week I played the new song by The Strokes called At the Door. But they got a new song out called Bad Decisions that we heard on the radio last week, actually, while we were driving around.
Did we? We did.
And this is that song, Bad Decisions, by The Strokes. They got a new album on the way.
When's it come out?
I think April or something.
Cool.
Yeah, this is Bad Decisions.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Bad Decisions by The Strokes. Brand new song by them. Yeah, very different from their last one. That's more like, that's a little more typical Strokes. Their last one was like very different, but I enjoyed it a lot. Yeah. What you got? What's the next song?
So I was checking because I remember this album, I believe, came out last summer. It's by an artist I really like. Her name is Ingrid Michaelson. You might know her.
I've heard the name.
Yeah. But she put out an album that's called Stranger Songs, and it's like entirely inspired by Stranger Things. Like, that's how much she loves Stranger Things, which is really cool. And I remember listening to the whole album and really liking it a lot. But then I wanted to go through because I couldn't remember which one was my favorite one. I still don't remember which one's my favorite one. I'm going to have to re-listen to it. But the first song I do really like, and it's called Freak Show.
Okay.
But if you notice a Stranger Things vibe, that's why.
Oh, yeah?
It almost goes along with the story a little bit, too. I mean, it's called Freak Show because they're talking about Eleven and how she's got powers and stuff, but...
Right.
So.
Cool. Here it is. That was Freak Show by Ingrid Michaelson.
That it was. How'd you like it?
It was pretty good. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Doesn't it feel Stranger Things-y?
Yeah, especially the beginning.
Yeah.
Had a little bit of sampling, I think. A little bit of sampling. I think this is going to be our last song of the night.
Make it a good one.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I don't know what song it's going to be. We really came prepared this week, didn't we?
I've been doing pretty pretty good so far.
I know. It's for me. I'm just going to check the lyrics on the song real quick.
What song is it?
It's called Mover Awayer.
What? By who?
By Hobo Johnson.
Oh, you've talked about Hobo Johnson before. Mover Awayer?
Yeah, it's clean. All right. We'll say it's clean. It says it's clean on Spotify. I mean, I know Spotify can be iffy, but when there's some song, like if no songs on an album say explicit, then right, I get a little bit like, I don't know. But every other song on this album says explicit, except for this one. So it's like, why would they?
Yes, you know, that's true.
All right. Anyways, this is "Mover Awayer" by Hobo Johnson.
Fear the man who is without love, or the lover who lives without fear. Fear the man who always wants to fight, he's not a talker. Fear the talker who never wants to fight, he's got no guts. Fear the man who knows he's gonna die, so he cries every night and just denies his life's beauty. And fear the man who has heaven in his plans, so he gets so complacent that he doesn't call his family. Fear the man who doesn't understand that there's a million fish in the sea. Fear the girl who he really thinks is a different species. She'll rip your heart out. She makes my Mondays feel like Fridays. She makes my Ruby Tuesdays taste like Penny and Honors. And all I really want is for us to get along. For us to get along. She makes my Mondays feel like Fridays. She makes my Ruby Tuesdays taste like Penny and Honors. And all I really want is for us to get along. Can't help but think of something that I say that makes her flee my loving arms and smiling face and move to a place where nobody even lovingly says her name. You know, it's something that I do, like not text back for a day or two, that says she deserves someone better. But every single guy she's ever loved to me sounds really fucking dumb and stupid. If I become a man, grab your cheek with an unwavering hand, and I'll tell you that I never second guess all the love we made. And you don't want kids, but let's think about it someday, you know. But you moved away, yeah. I grabbed you tight and then helped you to your car in a shitty parking lot, you know. I really miss you, and I hope that you miss me too. I really hope that you miss me too.
She makes my Mondays feel like Fridays. She makes my Ruby Tuesdays taste like Penny and Honors. And all I really want is for us to get along. For us to get along. She makes my Mondays feel like Fridays. She makes my Ruby Tuesdays taste like Penny and Honors. And all I really want is for us to get along.
The hopeless protagonist dies in the end. And whether his eyes stay shut or he just stops caring enough, it feels the same.
You made my Mondays feel like Fridays. You made my Ruby Tuesdays taste like Benihana's. And all I've really wanted was for us to get along.
I want.
Once again, that was Mover Awayer by Hobo Johnson. That's from his album called The Fall of Hobo Johnson, whoa, which came out last year. Another great album that came out last year.
Was that like the end of Hobo Johnson? Like, is he no longer making music?
I don't know. It was only his first. It was only his second album. His first one was called The Rise of Hobo Johnson.
The second one's called The Fall of Hobo Johnson.
So,
he doesn't predict a long life for himself, I guess.
But yeah, he's a you should check him out.
Yeah, I was gonna say I like his voice and style a lot.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for you guys today. Thank you for tuning in. As always, this has been the B-side. Everyone have a great week. Yeah, I don't know, anything you want to add to that?
Do I got to do the station ID?
Yeah, hit them with the station ID.
Well, you have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Leah.
And I am Matt.
And this has been the B-side. Have a great week.